coast to coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the 2019 Subaru WRX and WRX STI, the atypical sports car, Subaru Confidence in Motion, by the Subaru BRZ, the formula for performance, and by Continental Tire, for what you do. It's a Subaru Canada presentation of your National Radio Motorsport Authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas, host and anchor, Donna Pollard, our Supreme Commander, Raceline Master Control, Josh Santos, still manning the network. This week, he's back because he's won the Canadian Superbike Motorcycle Racing Championship, plate number one for Ben Young. We meet another rising Canadian sports car racing star, Jeff Kingsley, running strong in Porsche GT3 Challenge Cup Canada. And we play another round of the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. In the race wrap news, Will Power gets the weather win at Pocono, while Hamlin beats them all at Bristol, while Junior and family are very, very lucky. So for race fans everywhere, powerful sport, powerful radio, 27 years on the air across Canada, this is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Will Power, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Eric Thomas, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network. Latest news and opinion. Here we go. On the Raceline Race Wrap, well, we all got one heck of a scare this week, didn't we? NASCAR icon Dale Earnhardt Jr., wife Amy, year-and-a-half-old daughter Isla Rose, one of their dogs and two pilots narrowly escaped serious injury when Jr.'s private jet rolled off the runway and burned at the Elizabethton Municipal Airport near Bristol, Tennessee on Thursday of this past week. The landing gear collapsed on the right side, all able to exit the flaming wreckage in time. The Earnhardts were checked out at hospital and released. Junior took the weekend off from his TV commentary gig to recover from the ordeal with his family. Don't blame him. Thank God they're all okay. Well, NASCAR, the late summer nighttime bash fest at Bristol, Tennessee. Mid to backpacker, call him that, Matt DiBenedetto, found out this past week he was losing his Levine family ride, so to prove a point. He led close to 100 laps in this before contact with Ryan Newman screwed up his handling late, allowing Denny Hamlin to get around him to score season win number four. DiBenedetto's second, his best finish ever, the team's best cup finish ever. Have they acted too hastily in firing Matt? You gotta wonder. Cup points into Darlington, Kyle Busch fourth at Bristol, leads Logano, who was 16th by 39, with just Darlington and Indianapolis left in the regular season. NASCAR Xfinity at Bristol as well. Tyler Reddick wins that. The hot commodity heading in, 20-year-old Austin Cindric, son of Penske Racing president Tim Cindric. Well, into Bristol, he's won two in a row. And only five other drivers have ever done that.
Getting my first two wins within a week is incredible. You know, I've had to learn and grow a lot in this series. Before that, I had 1 year of stock car racing experience, and that was at the truck level. I've grown a lot, and I'm glad the hard work's starting to pay off a little bit.
Well, Cindric back to earth at Bristol, though, but a nice top five. Fifth, rising star there. Trucks at Bristol as well. Brett Moffitt wins to advance to the next playoff round. Canada Stewart Friesen, contact with Matt Crafton, but fought back for fourth. The trucks head to CTMP, Toronto, the August 25th weekend for the Silverado 250 in the truck playoff. NASCAR Canada, Riverside, Antigonish, Nova Scotia for News 95.7. Well, his segment on Raceline Radio last week, Good Luck Charm, you gotta think. Jason Hathaway wins this in overtime. That's nice. Nice work there. General Tire, brand of Continental, the official race tire of the NASCAR Canada Series. IndyCars back at it at Pocono, Pennsylvania, up in the mountains, and this thing was a royal mess. A five-car wreck on lap one involved James Hinchcliffe and a 45-minute red flag. Hinch tries to get back out, but IndyCar parks him permanently, scored 20th. Ouch. Then with 72 laps to go, threatening lightning clears the place, the grandstands as well. Race done. Penske's Will Power, that's his first of the season, right place, right time. That's 13 straight seasons. The Aussie has won at least one IndyCar race. Scott Dixon second at Pocono, Simon Pagenaud third. Takuma Sato blamed for the first lap wreck. Felix Rosenquist was injured slightly in that wreck, taken to hospital, but he's okay. IndyCar points into Gateway St. Louis, just three to go for the season. Newgarden, fifth Leads Alex Rossi, who was 18th, affected by that big wreck. The total there, 35, the gap. The series still digesting the merger of McLaren and Arrow Schmidt-Peterson for a full-time run next year. Gilles Deferrin, as we told you last week, is in charge. Still nothing, though, to announce about drivers. We asked Sam Schmidt.
It's a big decision between ourselves and Arrow and McLaren. I mean, there's a lot of great minds there with years of experience. So kind of like stay tuned, but it'll be a few weeks before we make any announcements.
So there you are. Canada James Hinchcliffe has a year left in his deal with the team, and McLaren Zach Brown says he knows Hinch's value. Hinchcliffe's personal relationship with Honda, though, can't survive as the new team is going to be Chevrolet-powered. That, of course, if Hinch is staying where he is. Stay tuned. Formula One, still their summer break, September 1st in Belgium when they break it. We agree with Lewis. Hamilton says it's fantastic to see Red Bull and Honda make so much progress, getting up there with Mercedes at the front in recent races. Hear, hear. After charting this year as third best team, firmly behind Merck and Ferrari, Red Bull has since made big steps forward. Max Verstappen's success in Germany and that close battle with Hamilton in Hungary before the summer break, a three-horse race is better than a two-horse race any day. Continental Tire Sports Car Report brought to you by Continental Tire. For what you do, frequent guest Parker Thompson out of Red Deer, Alberta, clinching the 2019 Canadian Touring Car Championship title in GT Sport at Trois-Rivières. You see, with two races remaining, Thompson already has mathematically secured the title with almost double the points of everybody else, piloting the number one New Road Automotive Group Speedstar Audi R8 LMS GT4. Two dominant victories in 7 of 8 events, and that's good. Parker wins the championship in his rookie season driving sports cars. Very impressive. We'll have Thompson on with us again next week on Raceline Radio. Coming up in our first guest segment in this here show, Porsche GT3 Challenge Cup Canada standout Jeff Kingsley. Drag racing, NHRA, Brainerd, Minnesota. Your winners, Leah Pritchett in Top Fuel, Ron Capps in Funny Car. That's his 63rd career Wally. Jason Line, first of the season in Pro Stock. The Rally News is a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. Home hero Takamoto Katsuda, yep, makes his World Rally Championship debut at the next event, the Rally Germany, but there is a test event before that to help introduce him, hosted by the WRC Japan Round Bid Committee the week before the Rally Australia, allowing teams to inspect the service park and special stages en route to the WRC's season-ending event. Bikes, 2019 Canadian Superbike season, as you know, has been put to bed, so we will have newly crowned champion Ben Young up in our second guest segment in this program to detail the achievement. Nice to see that. Faces in the pits, not busy enough, maybe. I don't know. Waukesha Andretti United, in collaboration with Andretti Autosport and United Autosports, has a wild card entry all prepared for this year's Bathurst 1000 in October in Australia. Who's driving? I'm glad you asked. IndyCar's Alexander Rossi, former Indy 500 winner, and Canada's own James Hinchcliffe for the biggest day in Australian motorsport. They'll run the number 27 that Rossi runs currently in IndyCars, and of course, Hinchcliffe also ran the number 27 during his stint with the Andretti's. Fellow Canuck Paul Tracy ran the Bathurst 1000 last year. It is a big, big race. Oh, and you may have noticed, because it was way cool, East Coast late model icon Don Chisholm ran a special tribute-themed car in the recent Toromont Cat 250 for the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour at Scotia Speed World Halifax for News 95.7. Chisholm swapping his familiar 89 Celtic Ford Fusion for the number 88 letter to replicate a 1970 Holman and Moody prepared Nova Construction sponsored Ford Mustang 302, raced by Don's father, the late John Chisholm, in the early 70s in the Maritimes and some NASCAR Grand National events at Daytona. Yeah, it goes back that far. And that'll be her for this week on the Race Wrap. Your questions, your opinions, and your comments and headlines and stories in the news, openly encouraged. We do need to hear from y'all. Share your thoughts and theories with the fellow gearheads across Canada. Could win the grand prize in our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest if you qualify to win. And we play that contest in a few short minutes, so stand by for that. All right, Donna, let's whip together a pit stop, please. But up next, Porsche GT3 Challenge Cup Canada headliner Jeff Kingsley, then 2019 Canadian Superbike champion, recently crowned Mr. Ben Young. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. You can arrange a performance ride this week at your local Subaru dealer anywhere along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is James Hinchcliffe, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand, absolutely free. We'll be right back.
says National Radio Motorsport Authority. By gosh, the Raceline Radio Network. Let's send another name, shall we, to our growing list of up-and-coming, rapidly developing young Canadian racing stars. From the road racing sports car ranks, 20-year-old Jeff Kingsley out of Ajax near Toronto. He's won the season opener at the Porsche GT3 Challenge Cup Canada Series at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park back in the spring. And ranking second in the points right now has been right there with series dominator and recent guest Roman DeAngelis. He's also a full-time student at Western University. How does he balance it all? Let's meet Jeff Kingsley on Raceline Radio.
How would you describe the year? It's not been bad. I mean, that Roman DeAngelis character has been tough to catch, but you've been right there with them pretty much step by step, haven't you?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And yeah, like you said, it's been a good season so far for our second year in the series. You know, it's been tough. We definitely won the first weekend, and that was obviously a huge plus for myself and the team, and, you know, congratulations to them. We've been doing well. I think we've kind of shown that we're, you know, apart from Roman, we're like the best of the rest, right? So
yeah,
that's kind of
yeah.
the way it seems like the season's shaping out. Roman's obviously kind of, you know, quite far gone at this point, but you know, he's had a lot of time in these cars, so then it's about the rest of us trying to catch up, right? And we've been doing a great job at that, and I'm looking forward to the final race in Mont-Tremblant the next month. So, you know, it's been a great time so far. The Polycar Motorsports, Porsche Center Oakville, Liqui Moly guys have been doing a top-notch job, and I think we just gotta, you know, wait for the last one and get that try and get another win out there, right? So
exactly. Yeah, Jeff Kingsley on Raceline Radio. I asked this of all the young, up-and-coming, developing drivers that I have on the program. This is your sophomore season, your second season in this series. What do you think the biggest thing you've learned in the second season that you may not have known when you first joined it?
You know, people always ask me that, right? Because
yeah.
each year you seem to have quite a bit, you know, from your first season, your second season, or even your second season to your third season.
That's right.
Quite a large jump that each driver seems to gain. And from my experience, it's actually been such little things that make that big difference, right? You know, like last year I was running a brake bias that I found out this year was pretty much 5% off of where it should be, right? So
okay.
something as little as that,
yeah,
or, you
yeah,
know, learning
yeah.
things about the diff of the car, you know, how that needs to operate in order to help your handling through the corner, right? There's so many fine details in the Porsche Cup car that people don't really understand. And the more you drive that car, the more it becomes clear to you, right? And
yeah,
it's important
yeah.
to have a great engineer. You know, I have Greg Jones with me this year. He's my engineer. He's been doing a great job of explaining the science behind it. And Luke Goldstein in the U.S. Championship as well has really been helping with that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's who you're around and how much seat time you have in the car that really, really affects each and every season that you continue on in the Porsche, right? So, I mean, Porsche Canada and everyone there, all the boys and girls there, are providing us with a great championship, with a great car. And
yeah.
as drivers, you know, they say seat time is key, right? And,
exactly.
and in these cars, it really is. You know, you don't have ABS, you don't have power steering, you don't have traction control, you don't have air conditioning. And, you know,
no.
it's so far different than what you're used to. You know,
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
A, it's a rear-wheel drive, rear-engine car. And you don't find many of those as a race car
right.
or as a street car, right?
No, you're right, yeah.
What I tell people is racing is a mental sport. Everyone thinks you just push a pedal and turn a wheel, but,
no.
you know, it's your mind that tells you when to push that pedal, how much to push that pedal, mm. when to turn the wheel, and where you're going, right? It's
how to get out
all
of
in
trouble
your eyes
too,
and, yeah. and in your mind that separates you from the rest.
And
right?
how to get out of trouble, too, when it happens.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. So, I mean, you know, you can only control what you do, but it's knowing what to do when something bad happens that, you know, could save your life or could save the car at the end of the day.
Yeah, Jeff Kingsley in the Porsche GT3 Challenge Cup Canada Series. You're a full-time student at Western University. How the devil do you balance your education with the demands of racing?
Yeah, you know what? It's been tough. Let me tell you that. So I'm going into my fourth year now at Western. You know, first year was definitely tough. I thought it was like high school. You know, you can walk in, you can miss however much you want.
No.
Your teachers love you. You just get out of it. But no, I learned at university, you're just a number. You know, you're a number to them.
It's up to
and,
you. It's up
you know,
to you.
Whether
yeah.
you miss it or not, that's your problem. So,
yeah.
you know, this September, I'm actually racing in Laguna Seca, and then the following week at Mont-Tremblant. So I'm missing 2 weeks of school right in the first month, right?
Mm.
So it's really tough. But, I mean, you love what you do, so you got to suffer through it anyways,
you'll
right?
Be okay.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm always a guy who is focused on my education as well, just because you have to have a backup plan at some point.
That's right. Exactly.
You can't do your dream forever, so you got to have something to fall back on. So, I mean, I'm managing the two right now. I can't say it's the easiest thing in the world.
Nope.
It's got to be done, right? So, but I definitely don't mind missing school for a race week. I'd like to tell you that, especially if it's in Florida or California or somewhere like that.
Exactly.
Right up.
But it sounds like you got a very good handle on this, and it has been delightful following you, and we will continue to chart your progress. Thank you very much for these few minutes, and good luck not only in the finale at Mont Tremblant, but in the coming year at Western. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
Well, like DeAngelis, like Parker Thompson, like James Hinchcliffe, Wickens, Fellows, Friesen, et al., very personable, very intelligent, very talented Canadian driver, Jeff Kingsley on Raceline Radio. All right, Donna, let's work up another pit stop. Still to come, the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest, then just crowned 2019 Canadian Superbike Champion, Mr. Ben Young. Lots more to do, so don't you dare go anywhere. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Dale Earnhardt Jr., and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority. A few seconds early. That's cool. The Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas. You can have a boo at my Thomas Tales columns at Inside Track Motorsport News Magazine and on the web at sportsnet.ca. So here we go again with our Subaru. These headsets. I don't know. It's crackling all over the place here. Maybe it's the weather. Blame it on the weather. Everybody else does. Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. Can't blame that on the weather. Another prize pack up for grabs. And you can win that if you qualify by answering the Subaru trivia questions correctly in your emailed comments. And if you do that, the entry goes into the break drum with the winner drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season. Still lots to go. We do that in November. The new qualifying trivia question is this here one. The 2019 Subaru BRZ is the Raceline Radio Network Special Events Summer Cruiser. You need to tell me, what do the initials BRZ, or if you're listening in the States, Z, BRZ, or BRZ stand for? I'll ask it again. 2019 Subaru BRZ is the Raceline Radio Network Special Events Summer Cruiser. What do the initials BRZ or BRZ stand for? Okay? That's the question you have to answer to qualify to win. Use Eric at racelineradio.ca to connect to enter the trivia contest with a chance to win the prize pack. That's Eric at racelineradio.ca, capital E-R-I-K, the little symbol at, the A with a circle around it, racelineradio.ca, Eric at racelineradio.ca. Don't put a gap between Raceline and Radio. She'll bounce like crazy, and that means you don't get in here, and that's not any good at all. Let's go to the mailbag and get us some new entries and some comments here. Kevin Waddell in Midland, kind of northern Ontario, I guess, and up near Georgian Bay, I guess, listens via podcast on co-flagship Sportsnet 590 The Fan in Toronto, and he says, mailbag trivia contest entry three times, and you can do that, and these are postmarked okay. The entry was the peak power from the turbocharged boxer engine. The last trivia contest on the 2019 Subaru WRX STI reached at 6,000 RPM. That's true. These arrived prior to me giving away the answer. Yeah, I don't answer them right away. They do get backed up. There's a lot of entries, so I grab them as we go, and I try to do them in order. Anyway, he sends this little caveat at the end. ET, the Rheum Brothers Racing team, which fields up to three trucks in the NASCAR Truck Series, which has fielded a vehicle for Jason White, has Canadian roots as the family hails from that hotbed of racing, Victoria, B.C. Would be nice if you could do an interview with them at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. Yeah, I'll look it up and see if I can swing that there, Kevin. By the way, I listen via the podcast, but I do reach back to the early 90s with your show when you did the phone-in segment. Hope to see you at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. There's our friend Kevin Waddell from Midland, Ontario. You know, and I still get asked that question every once in a while, why we stopped doing the phone-in segment. And, of course, we got... We sort of got rid of that and ditched that quite a few years ago. And the reason for it is quite logical. The show did start in Toronto and one station only, and that worked fine for call-ins on a live show. But as the network grew across the country, now 15 stations across all the time zones, obviously not every market could take the show live. So what was happening is our Western affiliates and the Maritime affiliates were only hearing Ontario callers, and the callers and the fans who wanted to call in the other markets never got a chance to because they didn't air the show live, didn't get the numbers live, and couldn't call in live. And I want to tell you something, nothing kills a nationally syndicated program faster than have it be too Ontario-centric, and I speak from experience. So to make sure that Raceline sounds nationally balanced, we had to suspend the phone-in segment and go with the current our current link-up with you, the email bag trivia contest brought to you by Subaru, where you can also comment on stories and issues and get yourself heard that way, no matter what time zone you're in. Make sense? It does. And it was necessitated by the fact that the network is across all the time zones, and people out west and people in, you know, in Vancouver around the year there, and in Calgary and Edmonton and Winnipeg, and of course in even in Ottawa, and going out, you know, to Montreal and into Halifax and places like that, you know, they can't get on the air. That's not fair. All they're hearing is Ontario callers, and they tend to be the same ones over and over again. So it was better to communicate with you and get your comments via the trivia contest, and I think by Cracky, I think Donna would concur that it is working very, very well. So we're going to stay with that. Anyway, every once in a while I get asked that, and in case you didn't know, that's the basic reason why. Steve Saramack, AM 800-CKLW, listens every Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern. Eric, here's my first try at your new trivia question, the BRZ designation on the 2019 Subaru BRZ stands for, he's got it right. Yeah. Keep racing, Eric. Cheers. Steve listening on AM 800 CKLW in Windsor and Detroit and that fine area there. And we do thank Steve for his listening. Anyway, send us your contest entries or comments. Use eric@racelineradio.ca to connect and enter. The new trivia question you need to correctly answer to qualify to win the prize pack. The 2019 Subaru BRZ, the Raceline Radio Network Special Event Summer Cruiser. You need to tell me, what do the initials BRZ or Z stand for, okay? Let's fire off another pit stop here, Donna. Then we're going to reconnect with now 2019 Canadian Superbike Champion, Mr. Ben Young. This is Raceline presented by Subaru for the ultimate performance handling. Test drive a BRZ sports coupe and do it this week anywhere along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Joseph Newgarden, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, our 27th consecutive season on the air across Canada. We are the Raceline Radio Network. It's the absolute best, the absolute best. When a driver or rider we've been charting over a long stretch comes through to eventually win the championship of their series. It's happened with Scotland-born 26-year-old Ben Young out of Collingwood, Ontario, who broke Jordan Zoke's string of domination, grabbing away the number one plate to claim the 2019 Canadian Superbike Motorcycle Racing Championship at the season-closing doubleheader at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. So let's come on back with the champ this time. Ben Young back with us on Raceline Radio.
Has it sunk in? Does it still seem surreal? Give us your feelings after a job well done and a few days after the fact, if you can.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, it's been a pretty wild couple of days, especially after, you know, having a big get off on Saturday.
Yeah.
During qualifying. So, been pretty unbelievable. You know, every time I look up at that trophy in my living room here, it gives me a good smile. So now we're heading out west next week. So you know, just moving our concentration onto that to get a tire test on the new track out there. So
okay.
Yeah, it's been
quite a great weekend, and yeah, still on a high from it, that's for sure.
This 2019 Canadian Superbike Motorcycle Racing Champion Ben Young is back with us on Raceline Radio now that he's accomplished the fact we had you on when you were leading into it, and only fitting that we chat with you after it's done. When you and I finally met face-to-face on the Friday at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, it was raining off and on then. When you come into a racing weekend, Ben, certainly one that is so darn important, when you've got weather that's questionable, how much does that affect you? You can't drive it the same way in the wet as you can in the dry. So does that make you start to, do the wheels start to turn different ways on how you may want to attack this thing?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely adds an extra brake pressure and extra stress on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way I look at it is that we're all on the same racetrack at the same time, dealing with the same situations, you know.
Yeah.
So it's tough, but, you know, you just need to stay calm and relax, especially in the wet condition. Being erratic out there is definitely not the way to ride. So,
yeah,
it's all a comfort thing right in the rain. So, but thankfully, we didn't have to race in the rain. And, you know, it's crazy. I always look at the weather coming into race weekends, and this is one of the first weekends I've never actually even looked at the weather coming in.
No.
Yeah, thankfully, we didn't have to ride too much in the rain. But, you know, coming down that back straight, 5 and 6, and then coming into corner 8, and then all of a sudden it starts raining is quite a scary feeling. But
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, thankfully the rain held off and we had some dry time the weekend for sure.
What the heck was going through your mind when you had that off during qualifying? The rain screwed up the schedule, so you had to qualify on the Saturday. I mean, when you came off that, you must have been thinking for yourself, oh my, it's all over here, or this is really going to put us behind the eight ball. What were you thinking when you made that off on Saturday? Because nobody wanted to see that, least of all you.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good. It wasn't until I was sitting in the medical center, you know, getting examined.
Yep.
That, you know, that kind of crossed my mind, like, oh my goodness, this can be over. And then my parents came in, and I just kind of broke into tears. I'm like, you know, I've messed this up. Like, I'm an idiot. You know, everybody down. And you know, thankfully, we managed to be cleared medical and managed to race. But yeah, that crossed my mind, and it was there was definitely a oh crap moment.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sure, but thankfully we managed to get the bike, everything together, and get on the dyno and secure pole position and get the maximum points we needed to, and push that gap further away from P2. So it was great to be able to race in the afternoon again and clinch the championship.
Now, when I saw that bike, Ben, I mean, I'm not an expert, but boy, that thing looked wadded up pretty badly. But you guys were able to get that thing back together again. Then there's the video has been amazing of this whole accomplishment. The you guys yelling, jumping up and down when the thing fired, and it was going to be okay. Tell us, give us some names, some of the people who glued that bike, to use a silly term, glued that bike back together to get it back underneath you, for you to get out there and for you to finish third in that first race and clinch this. What a story it was.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, obviously the bike wasn't in great shape. We, Scott Cartier was, you know, cutting wires, hard wiring stuff to, you know, and getting everything back together. You know, there's broken switches, and, you know, we managed to get we're not allowed to change electrical components on the bike or any performance components. So we had to work with what we had on the bike. So managed to get everything back together. You know, Scott did a great job there. Willie Vass also, you know, everything, all hands on deck. Willie was the most calm person during it, which is, you know, you'd be in situations like that before, you just have to be calm, you know, and the worst thing you can do is panic. And of course, my dad. So, you know, the best three guys in the paddock working on the bike at once. It was definitely, it was great. And we had a 10-minute window, 5 minutes to examine what we needed to do to the bike to get it running.
Yep.
And then 10 minutes hands-on on the bike to get it running. And so we had 15 seconds to go on the 10-minute countdown to get that thing going again. And yeah, she fired up and ran on and did the four pulls it needed to on the dyno. It was a great accomplishment, and it ran and we secured pole position. So it was quite intense moment there for us.
And then talking to Ben Young, 2019 Canadian Superbike champion on Raceline Radio, your arms in the air, what relief and the joy with your family and the crew when you came and parked it, knowing that you had, even though you finished third behind Trepanier, that thing was done, you had clinched the championship. Maybe just, if you can, describe that moment. I mean, absolute joy that you finally pulled this thing off after some adverse conditions, you know?
Yeah, no, it was pretty crazy. You know, the whole race, I knew what I had to do. Just finished the one position behind Jordan, and those guys were going at it up front. And, I put myself in a position to block into the last corner and then, if not, potentially make a pass on Jordan in the last corner.
Yeah.
And I didn't make the pass happen, but I managed to block, and I came over the line, and I knew that was it. I knew what we had done. I came into the pits and, you know, seeing all my crew there and they had the pit board, made up with the Super Bike Champion sign championship winning t-shirts on. It was pretty amazing sight to see. And, you know, of course, all the emotions that comes along with that and then going out in the victory lap again and seeing everybody. And, you know, it was actually funny, just 10 minutes ago here, I was looking through pictures that John from One Word put together throughout the weekend, the official photographer for CTFD, and just seeing the podium ceremony again and all the people there, all my friends there, it was quite a flood of emotions. You know, a lot of the day feels like a blur, but it's definitely one of these moments you'll never forget. And very happy about how everything went, even with the unfortunate event in the morning. But you know what? Yeah. Sometimes you need some of these things to happen to you. I'm a firm believer of everything that happens for a reason.
That's it.
And need some. Sometimes you just you need something to check back into reality and take it from there. So
yeah,
it was a great emotion. That's for sure.
If it was easy, everybody'd be doing it. You know,
that's it.
Now you were talking about some stuff later on going out west for a tire test. Now that the Canadian Championship is all done, what's on your calendar for the balance of the riding season, as it were?
Well, yeah, we're right next week. But apart from that, nothing really on schedule. You know, I have to go down to do the last couple of rounds of Moto America, but just with the new project of a 2020 motorcycle coming, that's going to be our main focus.
Okay.
That start to get that together and also starting to build those bikes up. So so get our hands on some 2020s and get some riding on it see where we are at going into the off season and start building those bikes up into race bikes. So that's so far that's the plan. No riding booked apart from next week. But definitely looking forward to keeping on two wheels and looking forward to my off-season training program. Always have a lot of fun with the guys, and looking forward to get going on that again.
Absolutely. Listen, I tell you what, your family is proud of you. Your sponsors are proud of you. We've been following you for so long, and very, very well done, my son, because that you've worked hard for that, and it's lovely to see that thing come to pass. Congratulations on your championship, and we'll be checking back in with you soon. And enjoy it, my friend. You've earned it.
Thank you so much. It's been great. It's going to be great one day to listen back to all the chats I've done with you on Raceline Radio. So it's going to be great to listen to those and all the times we spoke about this, and to actually have the championship now is pretty great. So looking forward to hopefully next year, this time next year, we'll be having another one.
Thanks, champ.
All right. Perfect.
Great season. Great story. One heck of a good guy. And right now, the number one motorcycle racer in the nation, there's Ben Young on Raceline Radio. And with Jordan Zoak still the master, and riders like Ben, Trepanier, Cassis, and others, the talent pool in Canadian Superbike is very healthy indeed going forward. Okay, Donna, a final pit stop, please. Then we'll return for the last lap for next week's show lineup and more. This is Raceline presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding WRX STI 14-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion on the Raceline Radio Network.
Yeah, this is Nigel Mansell, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Eric Thomas, Raceline across Canada on the good old Raceline Radio Network. White flag signaling, one more lap to go. So here's what we're prepared to do for you for next week. Red Deer Alberta's Parker Thompson is back since he's claimed the 2019 Canadian Touring Car Championship GT Sport Division in his rookie attempt. It's the biggest Labor Day weekend drag racing show in the nation. We're going to preview the huge pro-modified alcohol-powered showcase at Toronto Motorsports Park as we slide into the fall season, plus more of your entries for the Subaru Raceline email. mailbag trivia contest. But when checkers fly, we say a goodbye. Hugh Normus, Raceline thanks. Going out to Jeff Kingsley, Danny Ponzini, Ben Young, Sam Schmidt and IndyCar Media, Austin Sindrick and NASCAR Media. Thanks to Supreme Commander Donna Pollard and Josh Santos for production and operational excellence. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Subaru, confidence in motion. You can learn more at Subaru.ca. By the Subaru BRZ, the 2019 Raceline Radio Network Special Events Summer Cruiser. And by Continental Tire for what you do. Talk to y'all again next week right here on Raceline Radio.